Sermon 25. The greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. It says that if there is no love, it is nothing. The Apostle Paul said, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing." 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 3. We live by the faith that believes in the love of the Lord, who loved us and made us sinless people. While preaching the gospel, we must have faith, must have knowledge, must have dedication, and must have everything. But we must remember the Lord's love that completely eliminated our sins. The Lord said that there must be the Lord's love in the hearts of us who have received the removal of sins. The source of power that can preach the gospel word of the water and the Spirit is: it is also fearful that they oppose us. Looking at such people, the thought occurs that they are exactly like the devil. Just as a snake flicks its tongue before striking its prey, their appearance is exactly like that. But how can we preach the gospel to such people? Can we preach it with eloquence? Or can we preach it only with a pitying heart? The reason we can preach the message of the cross to them is solely because He eliminated all our sins with Jesus' love. It means that when the love with which the Son of God loved us is currently dwelling in our hearts, by faith we can preach the gospel word of the water and the Spirit to people. We see that the Apostle Paul also did not yield when the Jewish high priests told him not to preach Jesus while he was preaching the gospel on this earth. They said they would release him if he did not preach Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul said, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge." Acts chapter 4, verse 19. Therefore, we can know that the power by which the saints of the Old Testament and the apostles of the New Testament could preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit depended on the Lord's word and the power of the Holy Spirit. Love suffers long and endures all things. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. Is there any part in this word that catches your heart? It is said that love suffers long, but have you lived suffering long well? To eliminate our sins once and for all, the Lord was baptized by John the Baptist to have the sins of the world transferred to him, received the judgment of sins on the cross, resurrected from the dead, and saved us who believe from all sins and judgment. The Lord suffered long for us for a long, long time, enabling you and me to be saved by believing in the gospel word of the water and the Spirit now. In reality, we were also those who opposed God, but God suffered long for us and saved us from all sins with the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. Likewise, if we suffer long and wait for the people around us, there arise those who receive the removal of sins in their hearts. When preaching the gospel, even if they are not saved right now, we must be able to wait looking ahead 10 years. For some people, we must suffer long for a lifetime. Because such love is in our hearts, there is hope for them. God's love changes many people. Even if they may waver temporarily, a person can be changed by faith within Jesus Christ's gospel word of the water and the Spirit. A giving heart is essential for preaching the gospel. To let one soul be saved from sin, we must not seek our own benefit. If I seek my own benefit, I will lose the other person. Those who have the gospel word of the water and the Spirit must evangelize with a faith that truly loves God and follows God. To preach the gospel word of the water and the Spirit to the other person, we must bring benefit to the other person with God's word. We can bring benefit with material things. We can bring benefit with words. And we can bring benefit with the faith that believes in the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. People engrave in their hearts and remember the person who brought benefit to them. The Lord saved us from the sins of the world with the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. The Lord did not seek his own benefit. And to save us from sins, he received the baptism given by John and the punishment of the cross on his own body. Evangelists who preach the gospel word of the water and the Spirit cannot preach the gospel while seeking their own benefit. In preaching the gospel, one must absolutely seek the benefit of the other person both spiritually and physically. Suffering long is exactly preaching the gospel. It is a truly difficult thing to not understand each other while living in one house. But because we truly suffer long for a long, long time, good results come out. Are you pitiful, or am I pitiful? Before we leave after living in this house as much as we will live, this landlord must receive the removal of sins in his heart. And if he does not receive the removal of sins before we leave, there is no way to receive the removal of sins ever again. Thinking like that and suffering long for a long, long time, that soul was saved from sin. There is nothing we did. We just suffered long for that soul. But one day, he came on his own, heard the preached gospel word of the water and the Spirit, received the removal of sins in his heart, rejoiced, and became a worker for preaching God's gospel. I wondered if a human being could change overnight like that. I thought this is the result of suffering long. In fact, suffering long is much harder than preaching the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. Everyone, How precious a thing is it to suffer long for a long, long time for brothers and sisters who have not received the removal of sins, making them receive the removal of sins in their hearts. If we had not suffered long, they would still be living as sinners even now. Love never fails at any time. Love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8. When we go before the Lord, knowledge is also abolished. It means love does not disappear. How do we enter the Lord's kingdom? We enter by God's love. Jesus Christ is the Savior, and He is the one who saved those who believe with the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, which is the way of the cross. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. He said the three things will always remain. Faith is not the greatest. Hope is not the greatest. God's love is the greatest. God saved us who believe with the gospel of the water and the Spirit, which becomes the way of the cross. We can preach the gospel to people all over the world with the faith that believes in the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, which is the love of Jesus Christ. We must treat sinners with God's love. I mean with God's love, not selfish love.